Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast. And this is for Wednesday, the 26th of August, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. Didn't look like a very positive day in the ASX resource market. Most things are on a decline. We'll start with the number of ASX resource stocks that traded with a share price of 1 cent or higher. There was 547. That's up slightly from 545 yesterday. Volume is down significantly to 1.58 billion, and that's down from 1.95 billion yesterday. So therefore, the average volume is down per stock to an average of 2.89 million today, and that's down from an average of 3.59 million yesterday. Again, the average percentage gain loss is on the decline. It's now an average minus 0.58% today. So of the 547 ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher that traded today, the average was a loss of minus 0.58%. Let's look at the breakdown of the 547 stocks that traded today in the resource sector. There was 160 with gains. That's down again from 174. So that's four consecutive days now on a decline. We certainly like that to be over 200. There's 125 with no gains. That's down from 130. And here's the other concern, and the other one that's on the rise that shouldn't be. There's 262 with a loss. So that's now one to four consecutive days that the number of resource stocks that have had a loss has grown or increased. So 262 with a loss. All right, let's look at the positive for today, and we'll look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks. And they were at number one, Protein Energy Limited, ASX code POW. It had a percentage gain of 50%. At number two, we have Buxton Resources Limited, ASX code BUX. It had a percentage gain of 30%. At number three, we have Stonehouse Energy Limited, ASX code SHE. And it had a percentage gain of 25%. At number four, we have Golden State Mining Limited, ASX code GSM, and it had a percentage gain of 24% today. And rounding off at number five is Norwest Minerals Limited, ASX code NWM, and it had a percentage gain of 21.74% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. Some nice gains and positive activity with those top five. Let's move on and look at the best performing commodities for today. So in a flat day, there were still a few good performing commodities, and they included gold, nickel, copper, uranium and vanadium. So that's 2 days running now. Vanadium's standing out. So that's a positive sign there for vanadium. And for the second day running, the highest traded stock today was Six Sigma Metals Limited, ASX code SI6. And 11.88% of the company was traded today. And as far as project locations, the ones that stood out today, and I missed this yesterday. Also yesterday and today was Fraser Range. And that's located in Western Australia with predominantly nickel there, but also other commodities there as well. All right, let's move on to the percentage of staff admin versus project spend. And this is for the last 12 months. And this reflects the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And it's dropped to an average of 56% spent on staff admin, therefore leaving 44% spent on projects. So that reflects the last 12 months of money available of where it's been spent with the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today. So that's down from 64% yesterday. So that's a positive sign that more money is now moving into spend on projects, but still too high with the staff admin at 56%. Let's move on to the ERP statistics for today. And this is ERP software that is being used within the ASX resource sector. 151 ASX resource stocks that traded today use an ERP software solution. That's up slightly from 148 yesterday. Much like the general average gain-loss, this is 4 days consecutive, oh sorry, 3 days consecutive. It's on a decline. So today it's at an average of minus 1.5% loss, and that's decreased further from minus 0.58% average loss yesterday. So the average loss has increased to minus 1.5% today. The volume remains much the same as yesterday. It's at 443 plus million today, down ever so slightly from 447 million yesterday. As far as the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, two of them are using an ERP software solution. All right, let's move on to the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was Protean Energy Limited, ASX code POW, and we'll start with their project. They have an advanced vanadium project in South Korea, predominantly in vanadium. And as far as the last 12 months of project spend, they've spent just on $113,000 and $460,000 on staff admin. And that equates to 81% of the money available in the last 12 months spent on staff admin, leaving 19% spent on projects. As far as money in the bank, as of the current quarter, they have just over $760,000, and that's excluding any up and coming capital raise or current capital raise. As far as their market cap, it closed at just over $5.7 million today. There are just over 317 million shares on offer. And as far as their share price performance in 2020, they started the year at 0.05 of a cent or half a cent, and it closed today at 1.8 cents. So a nice gain there in 2020 for shareholders. And talking about shareholders, let's look at the combined top 20 and directors shareholding, which currently stands at just over 33% of the company. And that's as of the last annual report. So the new annual report is due out shortly and could reflect a different percentage over the last 12 months. So that now concludes the overview of Protean Energy Limited, ASX code POW. Congrats to shareholders of POW and the nice gain and activity it had today. That now concludes our MacCorp Daily Podcast for today. Thank you again for listening. And if there's anything you'd like us to discuss, please email steve@maccorp.net.au, and have a good evening. Good night.